Alright guys, it's Mike 5 from NewMusicSaturday.com here to introduce part 1 of this week's New Music Saturday podcast, where Dr. Bones and I celebrate Canada Day! Woohoo! We've got loads of great tunes by some of the world's best, or should I say, by some of Canada's best independent bands, as well as, obviously, some bands from other places as well, and we have a good laugh in the process. There was a technical issue, and this time it wasn't our fault, it was a global issue with the software that we use. Everyone's thing went out for whatever reason, it wasn't working, so we didn't get to the end of the episode, and the song that you will hear last on this edit kind of fades out because it just cut off, and then it just wasn't working. But we managed to get it back up and running for part 2, and that's on its way shortly as well. Sorry to the 3 or 4 bands we didn't get to play at the end, but we'll put those on the next show. We hope you love our celebration of Canada and generally music. Let's be honest, it's all just about music. Have a lovely time, enjoy part 1. Cheers guys.
And welcome to New Music Saturday hashtag NMS. Welcome back to Canada. So right on guys, so what's up, and we are live. So this is our Canada Day special because it's July 1st and Canada Day, so it's July 1st Canada Day. Yay, so our independence. But anyways, so tonight we got a killer show, and we're gonna do a good mix of a lot of Canadian bands and obviously bands from other parts of the world as well. But we're going to play some old ones that are kind of right from the graves and not around anymore, but still some killer tunes. And I want to mix, obviously, both for part 1 and part 2. So I did the best I could to kind of arrange them like the way we want to hear them and just a good flow. And what I did specifically, even though Mike knew most of them, I put brackets CDN, short for Canadian, right? So
yeah, man. Yeah, that was actually super helpful.
Okay, I was going to say, I know you know most of them, you know, but... But there's so many more we could have fit in, but just like, okay, well, I want to get a certain amount of new songs as well, right? I mean, you know, a couple of them are new, most of them are either older or they're right from the grave.
Yeah, fair play.
But
well, happy Canada Day.
Right, and I am Dr. Bones, a doctor of many things, but not a medical doctor, because he totally skipped right over that.
Oh, yeah.
And here is my co-host, best mate, somebody thought to late, Mike 5.
Hello. I'm actually, for Canada Day, I've done something a little bit special, and I've accidentally stood out in the sun without any sun cream, and so I've dyed my skin the colour of the Canadian flag, for anyone that can see on video. My glorious sunburn. So I'm celebrating here in that way, which is really warm, actually. I'm going to have to find like some aloe vera or something. Or something
that really hurts.
It's really bad. It's like a rookie error right there.
Well, it was the same thing. Like I told you yesterday, I've had a number ring for like 13 years, roughly, you know. And it had fallen out. I hadn't even noticed. And then 2 days ago, I'm walking around the house, and like, can I step on something? I was like, what's this? Like, well, it's not my nose ring, that's for sure. It's like, ah, whatever, put on the counter. Then 2 days later, he's like, oh, god damn it. Like, it's a nipple ring. So I call up the shop to get it done, right? And he's like, well, how long have you had it for? It's like, oh yeah, it won't be any problem. But it has been out here for a few days. We're going to have to stretch a little bit. It's like, oh, shit. It was not as bad as when I initially got it, but the whole time I was like, you know, like really kind of timing it like that. So I'm still kind of laughing because like myself and the piercer Jason, we were joking around, but still I was like, But Jason's so funny because he like he's like does his job very well, but he his big thing is like, oh sorry, sorry. He's like, oh sorry, dude, no, it's gonna hurt. It's like, man, I know. Like I mean like I came in here well aware of what the pain might be. So
Yeah. I planned for this.
Yeah. The crazy thing is when I first walked in, and Jason said he saw the jewelry. He's like, oh yeah. So took it back in to give it like a good sterilizing, right? Yeah. And there's two more people up front, and one of them's going to get a tattoo. They just kind of came in together, right? So, and we're talking a little bit because we're talking about piercings. And the one says, like, oh, I got my nose pierced and it was passed out. I was like, what? Yeah. Really? I was like, it's just like your ear pierced, man. Like, it's barely a pinch, even like, but I didn't say all that stuff. I was just, kind of like, I was like, oh, really? He's like, fuck.
That'd be me,
it's
like, man.
I was like, well, I mean,
I have no piercings and no tattoos, and half the reason for that is probably because I'm the kind of person who just passes out with the pain.
Oh man, like no. Anybody will vouch, generally speaking, that nose and ear piercing are is it's like nothing. It's like someone just going and give you like a quick pinch. It's really nothing at all. And I'm not just saying that; it really is. Peanuts.
I even said, doesn't sound very nice. Why would you go up to someone and give them a quick pinch? That sounds like something dodgier than it is.
The rim shot drop isn't working.
Yeah,
so.
Right. Yeah. thank God. No, today I always wanted. I wanted to get like, because I was like obviously a bit of a punk fan, as you know. I always wanted to get like the safety pins in my ears.
Oh, I was gonna say the safety pin. Yeah.
That was more laziness. That was never got round to it, rather than didn't want to do it. And then I always struggle with tattoos. I'm probably beyond the point of ever getting a tattoo now because I always have that, like I can't decide on something, and it's like.
Right. Well, I mean, but that's good. I mean, you want to know exactly what you want before you. Put it permanently on your skin, right?
Exactly, because right. That's the thing.
If you are removed,
it's the commitment. It's like I don't know if I can commit to this. Whatever.
Well, man, the removal hurts a hell of a lot fucking more than putting it on. So, So I mean, yeah, it's best to know what you want before you do that to yourself, right?
Exactly.
But there's one more thing I was gonna mention. What the hell was it? Oh yeah. So last night, I was. Up for a while, like it's been a long week, and I kind of we'll call it napped a little bit later. Anyways, so I worked on the MS for a little bit. Then I decided like, oh, I'm gonna flick around and see what's on some of the apps. Was like no way, Mendentites. I watched Mendentites in forever.
Brilliant.
And I just still absolutely love that. And it was kind of coincidence that I saw something come up the other day. There's this one on TikTok doing reviews of Mel Brooks movies. So obviously Mendentites, it's called Spaceballs, and. Blazing Saddles and Dracula Dead and loving it, right?
Yeah.
And she's pointing out some of the stuff that you may not have known, a couple of things I didn't know, but like I didn't realize how young Dave Chappelle was in that movie because it was his movie debut, but he was 19.
Jesus Christ. That's pretty young, isn't it?
Right? So his movie debut, I knew his movie debut, just know he was 19. And and even something like initially Ashley Latrine. Before it was what, Brick Shithouse was the last name? So she was played by Tracy Ullman. And initially they were thinking they were going to go with Madeleine Kahn, but Mel Brooks decided he was going to do Tracy Ullman instead.
Right. Okay. And
so, but either way, Madeleine Kahn's amazing. So she could have done it. I mean, it would have been a little bit of a different twist on it, but
yeah, it would have been pretty cool.
But yeah, so either way, we have a great show tonight. Like I said, it's a mix of Canadian and obviously bands from around the world like we normally do. A couple of them are Ray from the Grave, and it just by coincidence, actually, it was on Friday, I stopped at the grocery store, and I'm walking around, and who did I run into but Andy from the Gypsy Ghosts.
Yay!
So, I mean, Gypsy Ghosts aren't playing anymore, they haven't for a while, but so I chatted with Andy for a little bit, and like, because he's got a vegan restaurant, like just about
maybe five minutes
from here, and man, they're still kicking some ass, they're doing really well, so... And it's what he loves to. He loves to bake and do that stuff, right? So it was, and so I chatted with him for a few minutes. I told him about the new format we're using for the podcast, the video capability sort of thing. So,
nice.
But yeah, so it was doing good. I just happened. I was like, oh, hey, Andy. It's like the last place I expect to run into him, right? So
yeah. Oh, that's pretty cool. I can't. There's loads of vegan restaurants near where I live, but I can't fathom I can't get my head around what you put on the menu because everything I eat is with meat in it, basically.
Well, same here. I mean, like,
fair play to them. I don't know how you do it.
Well, yeah, exactly, right? I mean, well, so are I can't remember his actual name, but the artist Tato and his girlfriend, they're both vegan too, so.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
Fair play.
Oh yeah, one more thing, just on the vegan thing. Just because you mentioned, I mentioned it, but anyways, Big Bang Theory. Raj is arguing with Wallace, and he says, "You know what? I had to cook the vegan because you know what they call chicken vegan rice? Rice." Like,
fair play.
So there you have it. So let's kick off this Canada special before.
That was a really random intro, wasn't it? When you just think about the last 10 minutes of conversation there, I'm not sure. We covered a lot of ground. That was good.
Well, that's why people listen, because you never know what's going to happen. And like I said, we couldn't script this stuff if we wanted to.
Well, that is a fact.
Because like, sometimes, like, wait, what?
Yeah, I know. Where did that come from?
How did... You know what? Never mind. it's probably better if I don't know.
So
here we go with Gypsy Ghost to kick off this Canada NMS special with a song called Try Not to Die from their album Mad Men Only. Here we go, Gypsy Ghost and Try Not to Die.
Do you know where that aloe vera stuff is?
Halfway out of this world, oh,
right on, Gypsy Ghost and Try Not to Die off their album Mad Men Only. That was the first single released from that album. And man, it's such a great tune and such a badass album. And I saw them live a bunch of times, obviously. And still, one of the favorite pictures I have with the Gypsy Ghost is the picture of myself, Pat, and Andy at my old place in the shed. Mm-hmm. And Andy's going like that, like leaning over, like in the picture, like yeah, in the middle. Like, I mean, it was a great pick, probably one of my favorite picks. And
yeah.
You know, I have a bunch of pics with all of them. And actually, Tom the Animal Edwards, who's the drummer for the Gypsy Ghost, but also a bunch of the bands, Tell the Sweeney. And so they're playing a show tonight. So Tom's playing a show in a place called Godrich, about 45 minutes, like just a little bit east of here.
Nice.
So anyway, that's just fantastic. I love the horns, and I get, well, the horn, actually, the saxophone. Like,
saxophone.
Right. Yeah. But it's such a great tune, and like the energy of that band was so crazy. They always put on a great show, always.
Yeah, I'd love to have seen them live. That'd be a fantastic show. But yeah, brilliant tune, love that band. Straight into Canada Day with a Canadian band. All we got to do is convince them to get back together and start playing shows again, and also to come to the UK. the reason I was giggling away, by the way, on for anyone watching this live, it's because I was smothering myself in some very cold aloe vera gel that's been in the fridge, trying to get rid of my fucking sunburn.
oh my god, it feels so good.
Yeah, it was a bit like that. It was a bit like that. And Kate was sitting next to me, just like giggling away. I was like, yeah, I know.
but the first, it's like, oh. Yeah, it's like walking into cold water, right? You just want to get it. You want to get it over with, right? Because once you start getting, the wire starts getting a little bit above the knee, the faster you want to go and get over with.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not going to say why, because guys, you know why, and females, the same thing, right? So, you know, gets past a certain point, you want to charge in and be done with it. Because it can be very, very cold.
Wow.
Oh, please.
What's next?
And we're off to a great start. What a great day for a ball game, folks.
We seem to have lost our entire audience. That's what happened there.
Oh, boy. Well, wouldn't be surprised there's some trouble about this.
Just wait for emails.
Right. Oh, I was more referencing John Cleese, how to irritate people when the pilots, they're really bored, right? They've all jumped out. It's like I wouldn't be surprised if there's some trouble about this.
Broken Bear, just put in the chat, don't put aloe vera there, Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
ow. Well, Kent, we'll have to complete by surprise unless you're watching this broadcast. Ow.
Oh, mate. Yeah, it's bad, though. Look at the contrast. Look, I'm going to keep doing this all night. That's my normal skin. Shit. Anyway. I'll stop talking about my Canada Day themed sunburn.
Aw, poor muffin.
I liked your Canadian mug, though, and I did bring a red beer can to the party as well, so we're absolutely smashing this, mate. And the flag's looking good in the background.
All right, I'm gonna flip the light on soon just so I can get a little bit better view of it. So, and I literally just got that the other day, because surprisingly, I've never actually owned one. I keep on meaning to get one like every year, and it just doesn't happen for whatever reason.
I have a mug with a Canadian flag on it that you bought for me. That means,
well, yeah, no, I had the mug. It's just the flag itself.
Oh, the flag. Oh, sorry, right.
Yeah.
I don't have a flag. Yeah, I'm not that.
Because I have another like, clear mug that says I am Canadian on it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, you can still see the letters, but the color's faded a little bit on it. So.
Oh, yeah. I don't have any flags. There's a person down the road. He lives just like on the street next to ours, basically. And they have a flagpole, and it is huge. Like, and that's not a common thing in the UK. People don't have flag poles. Like, I know in the US it's like everyone's got a flag. Yeah, man, the flag. But it's not like that here. I think it looks like high maintenance, to be honest with you. Like, you know, why? I don't know. And also when it's windy, you can hear it clanging against the pole. And you're like, does that not keep up at night? Like, is that... Oh, man, I don't know how people do it.
Well, actually, real quick on flags. At the airport, this is probably a couple months ago, wherever it was, we had a big windstorm, so a couple of flies got shredded because the wind was so strong.
Shit.
So, yeah, that's how strong the wind was. So the one was Canadian flag, and before they pulled down off the pole, a friend of mine in the airport, she works, because I do passport security, she does actual airport security, and before they pulled out, she's like, wait, because she knows her, she knows her stuff, the flags, the whole thing. She's like, no, if it comes down this way because this happened to it, we got to do this, we got to burn it. So I was like, okay, no problem. So they went up to the fire hall airport, to the airport fire hall.
Right.
And so it was supervised and the proper thing, so... And,
one set fire to the flag.
It sounds weird because it got shredded and touched the ground, so that's the way it's supposed to be disposed of, apparently.
Fair enough.
So,
yeah, fair play.
She, like I said, she knows her stuff backwards and forwards. Like, she's like all over that history stuff. So, yeah. I mean, much more than I know. But like, yeah. So,
yeah, fair play.
It was done the proper way. So,
I might buy a pirate flag. And just when I'm drunk one night, attach it to that guy's flagpole just to see what he says in the morning.
Like the actual Jolly Roger.
Yeah, exactly. Skull, yeah,
right?
Yeah. That's what I mean, yeah. Skull and crossbones, yeah.
Right. Because, no, surprisingly, I do have a Union Jack flag, and I actually do have the Thug de Lee Quebec flag for the province of Quebec. So.
Oh, wow, you got loads of flags.
But the Canadian flag, I can't believe it didn't actually have one. So like, I probably did at some point just misplaced it.
Fair enough. I'm just looking.
Mr. Simpson, are you wearing a grocery bag? I misplaced my pants.
So I've just looked up. Do you know what the name for a flag collector or a flag hobbyist or a flag admirer is? Do you know what the name of that is?
Not a clue.
It's a vexillophile. So, you know, a vexillophile. So given that you actually own three flags, I think you should put vexillophile on your profile.
I might have the flags, but you didn't necessarily tell you the history behind them. So.
Yeah, no, I don't think you have to. It doesn't specifically say you have to know everything about them.
I'll have to use Mr. Google search.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is
everywhere. You're never going to get away with Mr. Google search.
Yeah, we're all powerful now. Anyway. What we've got coming up next.
Moving on.
Yeah.
Well, we seem to have got sidetracked again, but...
I don't know how that happened.
Right? So, no. Next up, we have brand new Broken Bear. And Broken Bear, usually we can... excuse me. They either go part one or part two. It just depends on the tonality of the song and how it flows. And because sometimes like you think it's like, oh, it's part one. It's like, no, Fitz Barron part two. This time Fitz Barron part one. So this is their newest single. This is Broken Bear with Exit Through the my god, Exit Through the gift shop. For fuck's sake, I'm sorry. So, it's written right in front of me, and I skipped right.
That's those sunglasses, mate. You can't see what's going on.
My bad. So here you go with Broken Bear as Mike laughs with his mic off. So
I'm sorry.
it's so stupid because I looked right at it and I just blinked. It's like, what the hell?
Anyway.
So my quick apologies, but this is a Broken Bear and Exit to the Gift Shop. Take this. Got it. Very good.
I'm drinking gasoline, 'cause the water's not so clean. Yeah, burns, but you learn there's no cash for conscience here. Profit at all costs must be my fault. I'm a life soul. I'm breaking all treaties, rising all of the seas. It's absurd, but the world is to put the blame on me. Little old me, I'm just a small fish in a big sea. You have all the power, so take the responsibility. Destroy it all. Blame is clean. With dirty greenwashing, spontaneous twisted views, alternates every reality. Pennies for your thoughts.
Broken Bear and Exit to the Gift Shop. Man, what a great tune. I love her voice, man. Love it. I absolutely love it. Like, every time you get a new song, I was like, go kill her. I can't wait to hear what she does this time, right?
Yeah.
Because she always tends to go in different directions, and it's kind of same, but she kind of alters a little bit depending on the flow of the song. But, man, it's like almost kind of like tripped out grunge, you know? Like, absolutely fucking love it.
Yeah, I'm so with you. It's just like the everything in that, the build on that, it's just got this eerie, slow grunge alt rock thing going on, and you got that really doomy kind of bass in the background. Cool build up. So it's just, there's a couple of moments where you're kind of like going along with the drums, going dun, 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 and then it comes back down. And you're just like, oh.
Well, right at the end, right?
Yeah, yeah, brilliant. And those little guitar squeals. It was a bit, yeah. Love the guitar work, and like you say, another stunning vocal performance. Brilliant tune. It's made me very happy that I really enjoyed that.
I like it a lot.
It did get me. I think there's a Banksy. Is it a film or was it a?
Sorry?
There was a Banksy film or exhibition or something called Exit Through the Gift Shop. But I quite like that expression because it's like you can't go anywhere in the world now, can you, without having to go through the gift shop at the end?
Right, right.
It's like, well, you just fuck
off. Make sure you have a look at the horror pots, like, I don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
Overpriced crap, thank you.
I do have a ruler with Stonehenge on it. So why have I got
When
do I use a ruler? I mean, what am I measuring? Like with a 30 centimeter Stonehenge ruler? Really?
Well, to be fair, when we were there, I got that plastic bracelet and the shirt, right? So
yeah, fair. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that's, you know, you could wear those. I can't wear the ruler. I don't know why I own it.
No. Well, you could, I guess. I don't know.
Could, yeah. Just like, I could put it down the back of my shirt and it might make me sit up straighter.
It's like a back scratcher. Butt scratcher?
I would buy a branded Stonehenge back scratcher tomorrow if they offered them.
Or butt scratcher. Butt scratcher.
Well, it's still really good downhill.
Still my favorite thing with that is, years ago, a buddy of mine, Steve, when we were working baggage together, so there's a few of us, and we're getting ready to go out with the carts, and can't find Steve anywhere. My buddy Mark is like, where's Steve? He's like, what's going on? So I was like, butt scratcher, and all here's butt scratcher. It's like, he's over there. It's like, come on, Steve, we gotta go. He's like, all right, we're coming. So
brilliant.
And actually, you know what? On that note, this actually kind of worked out nicely because this morning when I took the dogs for a walk, when I come back past the last houses, the one house, it's loud now, they're playing System of a Down.
Oh, nice.
So they're playing Toxicity and the song Toxicity, right?
Right, right.
So, and as we're passing by, it's like, disorder, disorder, you know, like, and I couldn't help myself, and because I've talked to this guy a few times, so walking by the dogs, I was like, disorder, disorder, and I waited, all I hear is, disorder, you got it, I was like, nice. So he replied back, it's amazing, so.
I love that.
Well, there's some people in the neighborhood I know pretty well, and that sort of thing. Like, he knew it was me right away. That's why it's like he replied back right away. All your roller fans is disorder.
Oh, very good.
So yeah. So right on, man. Next up, we have, where are we at now? Oh, we have Brandy Nimue, which we played for the first time of the week, a song called Thou. Dig this. Right on, Nimue with Thou. That's their latest single that came out just like literally like maybe a few weeks ago. But great tune, and what can you say about Anne's voice? Anne is gracious with her presence many times for in the past on NMS, and plus the music she does. So a great voice, and Nimue is awesome. Like, love it. And that's a brand new song called Thou. So, and I love the soloing at the end. It got a little bit more intense than Nimue usually does, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah, man, that was just absolutely excellent, wasn't it? It's just got a real... What I like about Nimue in particular is that they have this real, like, folky root to them. Like, it, you know, it's like those proper kind of... proper, but, you know, those kind of, like, real storytelling, you know, old school, old English kind of folk singer kind of vibe. There's a bit of a Sandy Denny thing going on and all that kind of stuff. And it's brilliant. Right. But they also kind of then just push that out and go... Yeah, but we're also, like, you know, an alternative proggy rock band. And you go, okay, cool, do that then. But yeah, it's cool, it's brilliant. I absolutely love it.
Smashing Baby!
Exactly, yeah. It's like, why the fuck not?
Exactly, right?
Yeah, no, it's brilliant, it's very, very cool. Great band, great tune.
This kind of froze there. Oh, there you go. You got you back.
Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry about this.
Sorry.
Sorry about this.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, sorry. I'm just keeping a few more songs here. So.
Yeah, let's keep them up, baby. Let's
do it. Do it.
Oh dear.
All right. Oh, wait. One more, then we're good to go.
All right. I'm excited. The tension's killing me.
I bet it is.
I was going to use this time to write my tweet, but I feel like I can't multitask. I can't keep the conversation flowing while I do that, so I have to wait.
All right, let's make sure I get that thing loaded. Okay, yes. All right, so next up, we have brand new Altered by Mom, and literally brand new. The album came out like yesterday on Bandcamp. Nice. So here goes Altered by Mom and a song called Dive In. Dig this.
Comes in like a spark, like adrenaline, a rush of blood to the head again. You gotta catch a wave, seize the moment. Gotta spin that thread till it's golden. Now I can see that you wanna count on me. It should be as easy as 1, 2, 3. Take a breath, take another one, take another one. Why can't I just dive in? Why can't I take the leap? You always said that you believe in me. Why am I scared? Why can't I do? I look around and all that I see is blue. Why can't I dive in? Why can't I just dive in?
Extraterrestrial recording. Three words for you, altered by mom. Been discovered.
This is where I'm at, trying to claim a space. Your orbit so wide, it pulls me in. Pick myself out of this tiny room. Got roughed up a bit, got a couple of bruises. I am a little late. I promise that I will be well worth the wait. Take a breath, take another one, take another one. Just dive in, why can't I take the leap? You always said that you believe in me. Why am I scared? What can I do? I look around and all that I see is true. Why can't I dive in? Why can't I just dive in? Take the leap. You always said that you believe in me. Why am I scared? What can I do? I look around and now that I see it's true. Can I dive in? Why can't I just dive in? Why can't I dive in?
Right on. Altered by Mom. I love this duo. These two are so good together, and there actually has been a wife too, but these guys are awesome. During the pandemic, they put out three albums like very quickly, and they said for anybody who couldn't buy them or had trouble buying them, they would actually send the album for free. So
yeah, I love that.
Yeah. Good Canadian band right there. Altered by Mom and Dive In.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. Yeah, but their discography at one point. I probably need to have a look into that and update it.
There's 52 songs, and which is not the album I buy, but another album. But yeah, there's 52 songs, and one of them was it's like four or five songs, but it's like $4 Canadian. So
yeah.
But anyway, totally worth it. Totally worth it.
Incredible. But yeah, I've just bought the one that came out yesterday, which is with this song on it. But yeah,
actually, that's the one I bought too. Yeah.
But yeah, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. They're such a cool band. Like, it's, you know, the production and the songwriting in particular, I just absolutely love. It's kind of, it's just really catchy. Like, it's totally infectious and it just gets you, and the melodies and everything are just fantastic. So, yeah.
Oh, still my favorite song is Home Movies. So.
Oh, that's brilliant, isn't it? So good. So good.
Yeah, awesome. Okay. All right.
What a hook.
So, next up, I'm moving on to the song we debuted last week, and hadn't heard from this artist in 5 years, but amazing Canadian artist called Western Jaguar, a song called Better Days. Dig this. Oh, yeah. In a second. Excuse me.
Harold with Dover's pride when they fell in love in the summertime. The Ohio Nats were hard to beat for evading the sticky summer heat. When Susie and Harold were to wed, he fell in the shower and hit his head, bleeding face down on the porcelain. Susie's laugh went in a relay. To the bone, she had to retreat to her father's home. Father asked if she's alright. She returns his glance with her anxious eyes. Cause her father is a good man, called his friend who works in medicine. Can't bear seeing her this way. Ask for a pill to bring back better days. Since the medicine, lungs are burning, she can't breathe in. Father insists on the vice, it's the only way for a normal life. But a normal life was lost last June when Harold fell in the bathroom. She hasn't taken them for 6 weeks. If only it was that easy. Her father asks if she's feeling well. She gives him a smile, though she feels like hell. She wants him to think that she's okay, even though she's thinking of better days. Oh, better days. Those better days. Oh, better days.
Right on, guys. Here, give me one second here. Sorry.
Susie and Harold were dope.
Okay, I don't know why I did that. Sorry about that.
Anyway, so good, we're gonna play again.
Right. So almost done tweeting. I do apologize for that. So I had both the camera off and the mic off because I'd run and do something real quick. But yeah, that was a great song. We debuted that last week, and I just love the sound to it. Just the storyline behind it. It honestly reminds me a lot of a Weezer song.
Yeah, it's definitely got a Weezer vibe. Is Western Jaguar Canadian?
Yeah, man, Vancouver.
Yeah. I accidentally put them in the non-Canadian part of my tweet earlier.
Really?
No. Wait. It's too late now. Can't do anything about it.
Well, British Columbia, man. He's from.
That's what I thought.
I even put CDN next to his name when I sent you the list.
Yeah, well, whatever. Like, I'm not fucking perfect. Like, I'm close, but I'm not perfect. That's just the way it is. Anyway, it's a brilliant tune. I love this tune. It's super catchy. It's just, like you say, great narrative, great storytelling. It's just class, isn't it? From start to finish, it's brilliant. And it's good to hear music from him for the first time in like 200 years. So, happy days.
Wait, what? Please wait. Rate limit exceeded? What the hell?
Oh, you've got that. Oh, God. Does that mean you can't tweet now?
Oh, I guess so, fucking Elon Musk. Like, what the fuck, man?
They put a thing on Twitter where you can only... I didn't realize you couldn't tweet, but you can only see 600 tweets a day for some reason. And it's...
Is this fucking Tinder, for fuck's sakes? Like,
yeah, it's it's some... I don't know, I didn't really understand it. Something to do with, like, stopping, like, you know, the AI companies basically just, like, scraping
whatever, man.
Data for free or whatever. I don't know. Elon Musk is having a fit about it. It'll probably last about a week and then it'll go back to normal because no one will use it. So.
Yeah, because I literally just got this message and it's like, rate limit exceeded. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I wonder if it... did you post your tweet, though?
Well, I posted. I thought I posted, so I don't know if it posted or not, but like...
Let's have a little look. Yeah, posted. So, it looks like you can post, you just can't see anything.
Well, how dumb is that? Like, really?
Shit. I need to start using Blue Sky. I've got a login for Blue Sky, but I've never used it. I need to start doing that.
I'm Elon Musk. Mr. Bean tweet, like, so.
Oh, dear. Anyway.
So, right on. So, no. That's no one to add to the list. Like, Elon Musk, you've made the list. Alrighty, Cotto said you made the list.
This is what happens if you let rich people just buy shit when they're drunk.
Right?
It's broken.
I was a drunk. I was thinking, well, whatever. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares. So, back to the music, a band called The Midnight Vortex and a song called Addicted to You. Dig this. In a second.
Every time.
I don't get that. I have no control because I don't know why it's the Langer or what have you, so.
Don't worry about it.
I died
right on, The Midnight Vortex and Addicted to You. What a great tune. I love... Really? Now, please, probably. So, love the vocals on that one. Very, very powerful. Actually, it reminded me a little bit of Heart, to be honest with you. So,
that's exactly what I was going to say. I was listening to this one earlier. That's what I wrote down.
But what a great tune, though. Like, very powerful. I loved it. And just eventually when we got to play, but holy fuck, man. It's just like sometimes, like, and I honestly, folks, I literally have no control over it. I don't know what the problem is, because Mike and I both thought it might be MP3 and a problem, but even sometimes those delay in playing. So, we're not quite sure what the exact problem is, so I just might be dig this in a couple of minutes.
Yeah, exactly. That one is an MP3, I think, isn't it? So it's not that.
Right.
But anyway, whatever. When it played, it was great.
It's a brilliant exactly, right?
Yeah, I definitely had Heart in there. I just like the, you know, the kind of, you know, the way that that kind of starts off, and you think, oh, this is going to be this kind of tune, and then it kind of just goes bang, and it's right in there. The level just goes up, and the last three quarters of the song are in
Ooh, Barracuda.
Yeah. But yeah, it's brilliant. Great tune, great voice, really good voice.
Right on, man. Well, next up, we have a band called The Family Battenberg and a song called Rennie Honey. Do this.
Thank you.
on the family bat. Like, what in the actual fuck? Okay, so that was a Family Battenberg, which is an amazing song, and the song was called Runny Honey, but what a cool catch of doom doo doo doo. I loved it.
Yeah, that bass line was filth. It was just like, yeah, it was there. It was present throughout. It was brilliant, and it's like really reverby, soaked in reverb, really. Guitars were absolutely outstanding. Great tune. Proper little grungy vibe going on. I like that. It's cool.
Right.
Very cool.
So next up, we have one of our favorite songs. We've been playing this for at least a few years. So this is Common Cycles in a song called I Want to Be Pretty, and I Am. Right on, Common Cycles, and I Want to Be Pretty, and I Am. Fucking Hollywood! And, like, I absolutely love this tune. Like, I mean, Joey. I literally did not touch a thing. Like, so.
Hello.
phrasing, but anyway. Anyway, fantastic tune, man. Love this song. It's always one of my personal favorites and had to include this for the Canada Day special.
Sure. That's brilliant. Is he Canadian as well?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mate. Oh, I messed that one up as well, I think.
Really?
Yeah, really. Well, that one doesn't say CDN at the end, so I forgot.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well. Never mind. Yeah, it's brilliant. The way I feel about this song is if this doesn't remind you of Mudhoney, then...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right.
Then you need to listen to more Mudhoney, because that's what it is right there. It's just got Mark Arm written all over it. Absolutely outstanding.
Okay, speaking of Mudhoney, what's the first Mudhoney album you owned?
The first Mudhoney album I owned is actually the BBC Sessions album that they did. It's like a live album. They did various like John Peel shows and whatever, and they put that together, and that was the first thing I owned.
You froze there for a second.
Sorry.
Our BBC and John Peel sessions.
Yeah, yeah. So there was a Mudhoney thing that they did, you know, where they'd done various, like, John Peel sessions and I think other shows as well, but it was called, like, Here Comes Sickness, and it was the best of the BBC recordings. So it's got, like,
okay.
17 tracks on it or something, all live. It's fantastic. It's absolutely fantastic. But it's basically a live album.
Nice. Yeah. My first one was Every Good Boy Deserves Fudge.
Yeah, it's just a classic album. It's so, so good. So good.
That was the very first Mudhoney album I owned.
But I think I bought most of them after that, to be honest with you. It's just, they're just an amazing band, aren't they?
Well, yeah, no, I have all albums too, but that was the first one I bought, right?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
One link I'll send you, actually my brother sent me the other day. It's Mars Volta, but it's live, and where is it? I think it's in South America somewhere, but
right.
Man, what a great concert. Holy Christ. Like,
yeah, I bet, yeah.
And because they skip around from album to album, right? So, so yeah, just badass. And the couple of Spanish tunes, right? Because obviously they're Spanish. Yep. But yeah, my brother's in the link. He texts me the link and says, the caption was, watch this. And that was it.
That's all you need to know.
And totally worth it, man. Yeah. It was pretty good because on the overnight, but since he's 12 hours ahead, so it's like 2 p.m. his time, 2 a.m. my time. I'm like, cool, I'll watch this record right now. Awesome.
Yeah, nice. Well, he lives in China, right? Does he, or somewhere?
China, yeah. Yeah. Xi'an, China, so they're 12 hours ahead.
Nice. That must be quite difficult to... Like, you know, just hey, I'll give you a quick call at some point. It's quite a difficult time zone, that.
Well, usually I'll either call him at night when it's morning his time, or call him like early ish in the morning, so like 9, so it's like 9 p.m. his time.
Yeah, I suppose that works. Yeah.
But I'll text him and see what he's up to. So, either way, so next song up is brand new High Front. We played this a couple weeks ago. The song called Racing Past Regret. Take this.
Yeah!
right on, man. I fucking love that song. And I fucking love that song. That was High Front and Racing Past Regret. They are obviously Canadian, from Ottawa, Canada. And man, oh my god. Love the scream. Like, man, like, definitely couple the some like slipped on and stuff. And man, so good. Love this song. So High Front with Racing Past Regret. Proudly Canadian.
Proudly Canadian. Yeah, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. That riff just reminds me of fucking what they call Clutch. Reminds me of Clutch.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, yeah, it's got that written all over it, and I love it. It's brilliant. The whole tune is amazing. Great fun.
God damn it. Hey. Sorry. Hey, sorry. Sorry about that.
Let's play that one again.
Yeah. So, next up, we have Bodhi Jar, who are far too away from the grave. And this is a song called Red Wanting Blue. Dig this.
The road laid out before them to never see the light behind the fence, sheltering our weak eyes. The reasons always seem to differ, resulting in the same. To take on less, not reject.
Just a past the means in absolution. But does it decide real?
right on, Bodhi Jar and Red Wanting Blue. I want to play Gear for some reason. So, Bodhi,
that's really weird.
I don't know. I really have not touched it. Like, you see, both my hands are like right up here. Like, hello. Like,
it's really random.
It's not me. It wasn't me. It was the one armed man.
Like, oh my god, I love that film. It's not. We'll be here all night talking about that.
Right. So that was Bodhi Jar and Red Wanting Blue from their album In Effigy, which they never toured for, but that was the last full album they did before they split and went their separate ways.
Yeah, which is gutting because they're absolutely fantastic. They're Canadian as well, aren't they? Yeah.
Indeed they are.
I think I messed that one up. I think basically my whole tweet.
Oh, please.
Start again.
Man, like, I might have forgot one or two, but most of them I put CD in right next to them saying, Canadian.
Yeah, this one doesn't have it, I just checked, but I should know that they're Canadian.
Oh, please.
I know that they are, that's the thing. Yeah, I'm an idiot. Anyway, whatever. This isn't about me, right? This is about the music.
Hey, look, there's Bigfoot. Whoa, is this about me? It's about you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, class. We were talking about the Mars Volta just moments ago, and there's a heavy Mars Volta influence in there, isn't there? Let's be honest.
Oh my god. And when I saw them cover what was that song? From the Battle of Goliath, when they covered Goliath at that one. Holy fucking shit, man. Like they nailed it. Their guitarist Drew was just absolutely phenomenal, and Andy hit all those pitches. Like, it was just, and holy Christ, like, it was just a taller version of Cedric, man, because he was one of those guys who's he's big time showman, right? So he got down on his knees this way, but leaned back over his legs. Like, holy fuck, man.
Nice.
But
nice.
Yeah,
how the fuck do people do that? I'm not that flexible.
But it was crazy, man. But, like, you know, what is he like? Sad, loud. No, it's like, oh my god, like,
brilliant, absolutely.
Yeah, it is absolutely outstanding, man. Like,
so how come these guys
fucking full of bricking? I am drunk. Well, mostly it was like school and that sort of thing. So, Andy school. was always doing stuff like kind of behind the scenes besides singing. He was doing like stage setups and that sort of thing.
All right, okay,
and then Drew got married, and he continued on with it. I'm not sure what school he was, but mainly what it came down to is like this wasn't the main focus. You know, they had their degrees or whatever to fall back on. So,
was the summer of '69.
Yeah, the summer of '69.
It's got that kind of vibe, man. That story. Jody Quinn, Channing Up Mare, or whatever the names are.
But the funniest thing is because, like, so many women were jealous of Drew because Drew had, like, straight blonde hair, which a lot of people care for. And the only reason I say that, I was going to know that because Kim pointed out, like
really?
You know, from way in the past, yeah, right? Yeah. So it's like, oh, he has such nice straight blonde hair, blah blah, like, and a lot of women have something the same way, like.
fair play.
So, it's just funny, right? So
yeah.
All right. Well, next up we have a band from Calgary, Alberta, a band called Calling All Captains.
That sounds like it's Canadian.
Oh yeah. So let's make sure we get queued up here, and I do not, so just
user error.
All right. Definitely user error, my mistake, because I meant to download a few more while you're doing this, but
Then we got talking.
It says, kid, be careful, broken glass. All right, so here we go with Calling All Captains and Broken Glass. Dig this.
Relax and let it go. Let the operation
on calling all captains and broken glass. What a badass that was. Pretty heavy, like a punk slash kind of maybe industrial mix. So
I like that. Pretty heavy. That fucking double bass pedal and that thrash riff at the beginning was just like, it was brilliant. yeah, fantastic. Very good. Canada's got some pretty heavy shit going on, actually. It's pretty cool. Like, you have this mix, don't you? Like, I know it's not as simple as this because it's an entire country and blah, blah, blah. But, but really, Canada, in my view, has the kind of like weird tripped out off the wall stuff, like Gypsy Ghost, Nimue, Altered by Mum, Western Jaguar, you know, Common Cycles, all that falls into there. Or the Common Cycles is a bit in the middle. And then you've got this fucking like heavy side, High Front, Bodhi Jar, again, Common Cycles fits into there a little bit. Calling All Captains. It's kind of insane. Canada's a great place. Right. We should celebrate it more often. Once a year isn't enough. But that's great. That's a great tune. I loved it.
Right on, man. Well, next up is a band called The Perps, and the song's called The Click. Dig this. Right on, The Perps and The Click. I don't know why it's doing that, but the perps and the click, what a badass thing it was, man. That was super heavy. Fucking loved it. Loved the drums at the end. Like the boys was like, yeah, like
brilliant. It was proper like,
yeah.
At the end of that drum fill, I was just sort of waiting for it because I heard it earlier. I was like, oh yeah.
God, sorry.
Came back
that.
Again.
barely.
But that the drum fill was proper like Animal from the Muppets stuff. Do you know what I mean? It's just that you just go like, but it's like hitting all the
yeah.
It was great, absolutely fantastic tune. I enjoyed that very, very much.
Speaking of moments in Animal, I've mentioned it before, but you can find it online. And the best thing ever is him and the drum off between him and Dave Grohl.
Oh, yeah.
And they go at it completely. They both just completely destroy their because they ended it at the end of the drum off, and they're like, ah, you win. But both kids are completely destroyed, right?
Yeah. That's great.
I absolutely love it. And honestly, like, besides Dave Grohl, like I said, the guy I've probably seen who's just like an animal in the drums is Tom Edwards.
Oh, yeah, man.
And seeing him live is like, holy Christ. Like, and just seeing even him on bongos, man, he's just like, it's like, the thing you're gonna like, oh my God, it's something else to watch. Let me tell you, he's a great drummer, but holy Christ! So
yeah, nice.
So we have a few more songs to get to tonight. Next up is Smash Into Pieces and a song called Flow. Pardon me, Flow. It is.
Take it slow, take it slow. Couldn't live with a halo. Never wanted a life below, life below. I love the darkness when we come together. You set the fire in me. Darkness when we